In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The Gospel of the second Sunday of the blessed month of Baba is talking or telling us about the discipleship of Saint Peter, how the Lord chose him, and how was the process of making him a disciple. And in the process, we can see that the process started with an initiative from the Lord and a response from Saint Peter. Firstly, we will talk about how the Lord went and took initiative in order to make this blessed saint a disciple. Firstly, he got into his boat. And we ask, we all can see that, or ask ourselves, how many times the Lord tries to get into the boat of our life. Every single day, he tries to bring himself into the boat of our life and join us. Maybe we can see this whenever we are in trouble and we ask him for something and he bless us and he responds favorably to our request. Maybe sometimes even by hearing him talking to us through a servant or one of the ministers telling us about how important that he should be in our boat while we are sailing in the sea of our life. He got himself into the boat of Saint Simon. So the initiative was from the Lord. Secondly, he asked him to put out a little from the land. If we meditate on that, what is the land versus the sea? The land expresses the sense of assurance. I am touching something which is fixed, stable, and I have no doubt in it. Versus the sea, which is a symbol for the uncertainty. If you go over the sea, there is many factors that affect you. You are not in control 100%. And in order for us to be disciples to the Lord, we have to know that we have sometimes to move from the assurance of the land to the uncertainty of the sea. What is the meaning of that? Maybe at the beginning of our relation with the Lord, we want to touch everything. We want to make sure that we understand and everything is calculated. Like sometimes when the people start to give tithing, they say that I will give $10 and according to the promise I should receive $100. This is how the land is for us. I want to hold something. I want to stand on something stable and fixed. But the life of faith is totally different than this. With faith, we go with things which we do not see. Even if we are not certain that whatever we are doing will lead us or not, but actually believing that this is what he asked, we go with him. Sometimes we do not understand how, if we pray and read in the Bible, this will make any difference in our life. How, if I am in my account, I am always negative, if I give tithing, then I will be blessed. All of the things related to faith and what related to the unseen is like sailing in the sea and leaving the stable land behind you. The third thing the Lord did with him is he started to teach the multitude from his boat. So, unless Saint Simon would be able to allow the Lord to use his facility, he will never be able to allow him to use him himself. What is the meaning of that? Unless I host the Lord, for example, in my house, I will not be able to feel his existence in my heart. Unless I feel, for example, that I should treat the church as a holy place, I will not be able to treat myself as a temple of God. The Lord taught the multitude from the boat of Saint Simon. That's why when he allowed him so, afterward the Lord used him himself as a preaching tool. The fourth step is that the Lord asked him to launch out into the deep and let down his net for a catch. All the fishermen know that the fish are present on the superficial water. If you go in the deep, it's very hard to catch a fish. So what did the Lord teach him so? He could have asked him to lay the net while they are near the shore. And of course, he can make him to catch these fish near the shore with the same experience that he used to live with. But the Lord wanted him to go into the deep and to learn a new experience. We all need to know that we lack a lot of knowledge when it is related to the life with God. He wants us every day to learn a new experience and to build up a different kind of knowledge. Go into the deep and let down your net. The fifth step in the initiative that the Lord took in order to appoint Saint Peter as a disciple is that he comforted him by saying, "Don't be afraid." This word, we hear it and we see it in the Bible. It is written 366 times, the word, "Don't be afraid." There is no one, as if the Lord actually is comforting us every day in the year, saying, "Don't be afraid." Being afraid or worried is something against the discipleship to the Lord. Unless I would feel this every day from his mouth, saying to me, "Don't be afraid," we will not be able to go and be disciples to him. The last step is that he assigned him and he told him that from now you will catch men. It's a process. The Lord took many steps in order that he makes Saint Peter a disciple. The second step in the process is that Saint Simon responded in a positive way to the calling from the Lord. He does everything with all of us. The Lord does the same with all of us. He tries every day to come and get into the boats of our life. He is trying every day to comfort us and support us and make us feel better whenever we are in his hand. He tries every day to make us to learn something new in our relation with him. And he also tries to make us to live the life of faith away from the assurance of the land, but going with him, even in the sea, it will be a stable place. But how we react, how we respond. Saint Simon Peter responded in this way. Firstly, he accepted him in his boat. And if you read the story again, you will find that those people, the fisher people, they spend all the night trying to catch fish, meaning they were so tired, and of course they were washing their nets in order that they go their home. But he accepted him to go and use his boat. Acceptance is the first step in the discipleship of Saint Peter, and of course the first step in our discipleship as well. Secondly, he went against what he learned. He knew that there is no fish in the deep, but he believed the Lord and he went against his experience. He had something fixed in his mind. He knew this all of his life, that if I go into the deep, I will never be able to catch fish. But on your word, I will go and do that. A main obstacle in our relation with God is that our previous experience. We have something in our minds, we stick to it, we don't want to learn something new, and this will not allow us to go and be disciples to him. The third step is that he fell down at Jesus' knees. This is the process of the worship. You cannot be a disciple unless you start to worship him. And worship has many faces, but it is important that we fell down and we kneel before him in worship every day. the last thing that he did in order that he shows his response, that he told the Lord, depart from me, for I am a sinful man. Feeling unworthy at the last and most important step for the discipleship of any disciple. He will never appoint somebody who feel worthy of being a disciple. When Saint Peter reached this conclusion, I am not worthy that you become with me in my boat, at that time the Lord was able to assign him and appoint him to go and be a fisherman. So today, learning from the passage of the reading from Saint Luke about the discipleship of Saint Peter, the Lord wants to make all of us disciples to him. He always takes the initiative, and we have to make the good response. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.